Time for our Tibbetts Talk, and Tibbetts Semi Theater is underway. One thing to know here, a chance for kids to go backstage. July 13th from 9:15 to 12:30, it's the 2013 Backstage Pass. So attendees to this Tibbetts Young Audiences event will learn about Popcorn Theater's production, Magic Rocks, from those who created it, including Chad Talon in the studio.
Hello.
Do you know you're invited to that?
No, this is the first. I've got an invite. This is great.
So Frog Prince was last year. Kids got a chance to see that. Now this year, it's a brand new musical. Chad is doing like 3, 4, 9 different things going on. We were talking last week,
sure,
with Tony that, the stuff that he was mixed up with. You're actually one of the creative ideas behind this Magic Rocks, which is not this week, but next week at
Absolutely.
How did you guys, you were here last summer for Summer mm-hmm. Theater,
yes,
and kind of cooked this up with other members of the cast?
Well, yeah, we talked about it actually last year on the radio. I said, maybe, who knows, it may be happening here next year, and that was kind of a joke, and it turned very serious. Essentially, what had happened is that there was Dick Baker and a couple people in the company came up with an idea about, let's write a musical based on Matt and Chad and this rock that they found. So essentially during Pinocchio last year, Matt Hopper, who isn't with the company this year but is with us in spirit, him and I found a rock while working on Pinocchio. And it was like we decided to make it the Tibbetts Summer Pet Rock. That sounds ridiculous, and it kind of is. But we created a story about it. And then essentially Dick was like, well, wouldn't this make a good musical? We're like, oh, it really would. So throughout the process of the summer, we started working and tweaking on like certain things about the story to make it totally focused for kids and to make it like entertaining and to tell good morals and to tell, you know, a great sort of story. And by doing that, at the end result, by the end of the summer, we had this musical that we're like, this could actually be a really good children's musical. And we spent all of last year going to travel to visit each other and work on recordings and work on rewrites for the show and that sort of stuff, and ended up coming back and presenting it to Charles, and he was excited to be able to be the first theater to put this show on. So
very
exciting.
So what are some of the songs from it?
There's actually, the show runs about 45 minutes long, about 40 minutes long. There's 19 minutes worth of music, and what's interesting about our show is that there's so many different genres of music that we have going on. I guess, I don't know if kids' music is itself a genre, but I think that has a certain feel to it.
Yeah.
And we don't play to that. It's very high school musical-esque in terms of the music's rock music.
Okay.
It's a little bit of rock and roll. We've got a little bit of stuff that's like Green Day, like punk. We've got there's some rapping that happens. There's all this sort of stuff. But there's 9 songs total. You know, there's a song called Best Buds, a song called Sharing, Who's Got the Rock. I can't give too much away because the titles, but there's a lunchroom song. There's a song at the end. There's a...
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
so there's
cool.
A bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Magic Rock. So it's a brand new production coming to the Tibbetts stage, part of the Popcorn Theater season. And again, Backstage Pass, July 13th for the kids, too. And you get signed up for that. Tickets for that, $25, but that'll get you a t-shirt, a lunch, a ticket to the show, which includes the juice and popcorn and all that stuff, too. So, all right, a chance to get an autograph from Chad.
Yes, we're really entertaining.
Okay,
so that's it.
And you're not actually in that show. Your character, Chad, is in the show. You're not, because you had enough characters going in Greater Tuna, or do this week again, the second week of it. Let's see. Thurston Wheelis, Elmer Watkins, Bertha Bummiller, Yippee, Leonard Childers, Pearl Burris, R.R. Snavely, Reverend Spikes, Sheriff Gibbons, and Hank Bummiller.
That's me.
Any one of those favorites?
Oh, well, I think my favorites have to be Bertha and Pearl. I mean, they're the greatest. Pearl's probably my favorite. She's a sweetheart, I think. But, yeah, no, I can't believe we're doing the show again this weekend. We're so busy working on Fiddler. Like, oh, there's still more Greater Tuna to be had, and I'm so excited about it.
But the Greater Tuna is a 2-person cast, you and Tony. And Tony was in the studio last week talking about this. There's so much interaction. Again, just the two of you guys, but there's constant switches and going back and forth between characters and costumes and all of that. It's like a show on steroids.
Essentially, yes. And it's even a show on even more steroids if you could see backstage what's happening as we're on stage being crazy, but then it's like almost an optical illusion because there's a lot of stuff always going on stage, but there'll be certain times where only one of us is on stage acting crazy and the other person is backstage acting crazy trying to get into their next costume.
Now, do you worry about your panty lines as Bertha?
No. Apparently, I have them. Apparently, I do have panty lines in my
green pantsuit.
Yes. That's a spoiler alert for those of you who haven't seen it. My green pantsuit that I wear. I do have panty lines, but I am comfortable enough with myself to not mind them.
There you go.
Bertha doesn't care.
Is comedy like this your forte?
It's interesting because this is the first actual satire that I've ever been a part of. It does have a lot of farcical elements to it, and this sort of high-speed, slapsticky comic got a comedy is something that has been my bread and butter as an actor for a few years. It's been stuff that I've really succeeded at, that and musical comedy. But I would say that this sort of genre is something that, or this sort of style is something that lends itself to my talents very well in terms of being able to go, high speed, high pace, don't stop, sweat a lot, have fun. Yell, scream, cry.
Chad Talon from the Tibbetts Summer Theater cast in the studio with us. He and Tony Milder in Greater Tuna, which concludes this weekend at the Tibbetts. And you guys move right into, as you said, Fiddler on the Roof. And you get to play...
Lazar Wolf. The butcher. The butcher.
The rich man in town.
The rich man in town, yeah. Who, for those of you who don't know the show, it doesn't turn out too well for him, but... He's a nice guy.
But he's a nice guy.
I guess.
And you're also in producers.
And in the producers. And then Franz Liebkin in the producers. Okay. So
still a busy summer for you. Yes. You talked about these different roles that you have and all this is part of this, but you're actually imparting your knowledge onto others these days, or did this last academic year as a professor.
Yes. Last year at this time, I was incredibly nervous going into my first year of teaching, and now this year, I am incredibly nervous going into my second year of teaching, but it's been a very, very interesting transition from a professional actor full-time to moving into the world of academia, but it's something that I really love to do. It's great, and it's just, I'm very actually excited to go back to be able to work with my students again, to direct and to sort of just tell them my stories from this summer and what I did this summer and how that sort of will affect them and their school year and the stuff that I've learned here, because the last time I've acted was last year, like last summer. And that was the longest time since I've been 15 that I've gone without acting. So coming back to Tibbetts during the summers have been great to be able to keep doing what I really love to do, but teaching is, I love it equally as much, and I can't wait to get back to do that.
And, the college name is?
It's Ridgewater College. It is a two-year school in Wilmer, Minnesota, which is about 90 miles west of the Twin Cities. Okay. Yeah, in all Minnesota. Right.
So. Do you make them call you Professor Talon?
I do. They call me, or Dr. Dr. T. Dr. T is something that I like. It makes me feel really special. And
it's kind of that rap street cred, right?
Yeah, it totally does. Yo, Dr. T, what are we learning today? I don't know. No, but they call me Chad. But that's okay. I think they like me, and I think we learn a lot. So.
All right. Yeah. Well, looking forward to Greater Tuna again on stage. Now, you'll take 4th of July off on this one, so it's what, Wednesday afternoon, matinee, and then Friday, Saturday.
Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, only three shows left. Yeah. Come on out.
All right. Cincy. And then, of course, Magic Rocks as well as part of Tibbetts Popcorn Theater. Looking forward to that on stage. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
And Chad also actually happens to be one of our roomers at our house.
Yes.
When we see him. So. Yes,
I'm like a phantom of the night.
Yes, with so many things going on in the summer theater, we hardly ever see him at the house. But glad to see more of you in the studio.
Glad to see you too, Ken. Thank you.
Chad Talon from Tibbetts Summer Theater cast on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.